I don't know why that's cut off. I don't know what I lost or whether we just quit recording or what. But I thought I would just pick up and finish out the tape with some of the letters that I have from her and Dad over the years. She was talking about living in Oklahoma City, and she had written me when she started working as a cashier for Kerr's Department Store, 8 floors downtown, and talking about how she had to drive 16 miles round trip. Now, this would have had to be in the early, probably when we were all down there going to school. I don't know if it was after that or just what. Her letter is just dated, you know, Mom, Thursday, June 18th, so I don't know what year this was. She said that she got $130 a month for a 40-hour week, but she liked it. She was learning a lot. And she said that it was cool there, and she could sit on a stool part of the time. So she was going to have to quit delivering her Avon. And of course, she had just canned 18 pints of beans, or quarts of beans, excuse me, on top of that. So that sounds like Grandma, doesn't it? I'm going to go way back. The earliest letter I have is one dated June 13th, 1920. Grandma was born, Mother was born in 1910, okay? The letter came to Miss Fern Richardson, Thayer, Kansas. Dear daughter, just received your letter June the 9th and was glad to hear from you. Maybe I will get to see you now as we are closer. We live at 524 North 8th Street, Neodesha, Kansas. We were out to Grandma's last Sunday. That would be Grandma Housley's. They were all well. I guess you know Vernie was married and lives in Enid, Oklahoma. Aunt Elsie has a baby girl, weighs 11 pounds. She hasn't named it yet. I went to town yesterday and got you a brush and comb. I wanted to get you a pink set, but couldn't get anything except in black. But I think they are real nice. I'm sending you a pair of half socks I sent to Kansas City for some things, and they made a mistake and sent me the hose. So you can wear them around the house if you don't want to wear them on Sunday. I'm glad you keep busy, so don't get lonesome. Well, honey, I will close for now. Hope you are pleased with the things I am sending. Love and kisses, Mother. This was Grandma Powell, Mother, my mother, Fern Powell. This was her mother. Her mother, her dad had disappeared when she was 6, and her mother had remarried, and she died. This was the 9th of June. She died just a few days later. I think actual death was on June 20th. Mother found out about it on her 10th birthday, that her mother had died. She was living with foster parents, George and Lizzie Washington, who were our foster grandparents and that we got to know very well. The next letter I have is dated July 20th, 1931. This is written to her sisters, Virginia and Gwen. Mother's family, after her mother died, actually before her mother died, after her daddy disappeared, her family split. And she has talked about some of this on here, I know. And these sisters, Gwen and Virginia, were being raised by the Monroes. And I think that's the right name. You know, I'm not sure about that. But anyhow, she is writing this from New Virginia, Iowa, July 20th, 1931. Dearest sisters, I will try to answer your most welcome letter I received July 9th. It was missent to Randolph, Iowa, or I would have received it sooner. Don got through at Emerson, Iowa, July 7th, and we came up here to New Virginia, Iowa, on July the 10th. Don started working out here July 11th and has worked every day except Sunday. We took some pictures the day we came up here but they weren't good. So we're going to take more soon, and we'll send you some pictures then. All of my films and pictures are at Audrey's. If we don't go down there sometime soon, I will have her send them to me so I can send you some. I got a good one of Don, but I sent it to his mother. I will find out what nationality we are and let you know. We have quite a bit of English blood in us from both our grandfathers. Grandpa Richardson was a fifth cousin of George Washington, our first president. Don worked for a while at Dodge City, at one of the plants this company owns at Mineola. It rained the 4th, and Don worked from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We went to Red Oak and then on to Shenandoah and went to the country school program at 7:30. We were at Henry Fields Station a while too. Do you ever listen to the country school? We had a good rain the 4th and 11th of this month, also yesterday evening. Sure was hot last week, but it's cooler today. There was a breeze from the north. Mother was about 5 foot, 6 or 6.5 inches tall. This would be our mother, Letha Richardson, and she married Roy Willis. She weighed about 100 to 135 pounds with dark brown eyes and hair. When our half-brother was born, she died in childbirth, actually. She was just 30, and her birthday is August 31st. My daddy, Richardson, was just 10 days older than mother, his birthday being August 21st. Do you remember anything about any of us? I would sure love to talk to you sometime. I have never seen our little brother, but would love to. I heard he is living in Oklahoma somewhere. I would like to know where. Roy is there too, that I could find where Leroy is. Roy is our stepdad, and Leroy is our little brother. Roy was good to me, and I liked him real well. I have only seen him once since mother was buried, and that was over a year ago, a year after she died. Roy's sister adopted Leroy, so his name is Monroe. Roy's name is Willis. Mother is buried at Neodesha. Don and I were married October 30th, 12 noon, Saturday, 1926. October 30th is also Grandma Richardson's birthday. Dean was born. That was her baby, little Donald Dean, born November 16th, 1927, and died August 16th, 1928. It will soon be 3 hard years, but sure seems longer. I can tell you more about our mother when I can talk to you, for I remember her well, although I've never seen her since before I was 9 years old. She was married in Oklahoma and didn't come back to Neodesha until about 3 weeks before she died. She was married a year or more when she died. You will think this is a newspaper, but you wanted some information, so I'm making up for the time I've lost in not answering your letter before this. I would love to see both of you, but must fight off my homesickness. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have Don. I am sure glad you two are together, and Max, that's her brother, has a good home with our grandmother. Well, I'll close for this time, hoping to hear from you soon. Your loving sister, Fern. And back then, she spelled her name F-E-R-N-E, with an E on it. I don't know when she dropped the E. Age 21. Please answer soon, and I'll come to see you whenever I can, and will always answer your letters as soon as possible. Then the next letter I have is Barnesdale, Oklahoma. May 6, 1942. I'm not going to read all of this, but I will read some of this. She's writing this to Dearest Folks, which is George and Lizzie. I hope this finds you both feeling all right. We are well at present, although Don's been bothered with his appendix so much again and having sick headaches too, so think he needs some glasses. He talks of having his tonsils and appendix both taken out during his vacation this year, and he has the hospitalization insurance, and it wouldn't cost him anything for the expenses. My sister, Gwen, her girls, Jeannie and Beverly, were here 7 weeks. And Virginia, my baby sis, was here the last 2 weeks. They were here. But they left for Borger, Texas last Wednesday to go to the girls' dad, but haven't heard from them yet, so we really had quite a family for a while. Gwen was mother's sister, and she died very early and left 2 little girls that were like, I don't know, 2 and 3, 4 and 5 or what, and they're the ones. Jeannie and Beverly lived with us for 7 weeks. Don's folks came down for Easter Sunday when we had the children all baptized into the Methodist Church. They are both looking good, and Dad feels a lot better since he got his false teeth. He He has a real good job at Sternman's Aircraft. That's Sterman Aircraft Company there at Wichita. Rent is really high there now. Leonard's baby boy is sure growing. And Fletcher's too. We haven't seen either one yet. The PAL reunion is May 24th, but don't know how we could possibly go this year. Do you remember Reverend Cloninger, who used to be at Cherryvale? He is at Bartlesville now and held a revival here at the Baptist Church. We sure liked him. I was thinking that was the person that Mother heard his preaching and got saved under. Perhaps she said that somewhere. Don brought the milk, so had to stop and strain and bottle it, so didn't get back to my letter last night. I did my second washing of the week this morning, have part of them in so I could hang up the rest of the shirts and overalls. It's real nice today, but the wind is cool and it's rather chilly in the house. I have my jacket on. School will be out next week, Friday the 15th. Janet has done so good for as much as she missed. She has made just A's and B's. She was out 6 weeks with scarlet fever, 1 week with mumps, and over a week with chickenpox, and made almost as many A's and B's. Lowell has made the same grade in each subject each time, all A's in arithmetic, all B's in some subjects, and all C's in a few things. Roger hasn't made but a few A's and B's. The rest are C's and D's. Only one F, and that was in music, the 6 weeks he missed with scarlet fever, and the teacher wouldn't even help him make it up, or let him bring his book home so I could help him. His arithmetic was the hardest for him, but we have helped and worked with him all year, so now he is doing real good in it. Our garden is looking nice since all the rains. We have onions and radishes to eat. Our chickens are looking better since we put them in the bigger pen. We have ordered some more baby chicks, but don't know just when we will get them. Have you had any windstorms? They have hit all around us. We had a big hailstorm Tuesday evening. I better close for now as Dawn gets off at 4 sometimes and I haven't done all my housework yet. We got us another cow and she has a nice heifer calf now, so we have lots more milk and all the calf wants too. She's a big red poll cow, P-O-L-L. Roland and Richard said they would like to see your lambs. I milk the cows when Dawn works the midnight shift or the 4 till midnight shift. Right when you can, tell Ada to come see us. Love, Fern. Ada was, I believe, Lizzie's sister, if I remember right, and was mother's teacher when she went to the little one-room schoolhouse up there. And she's the one, the older boys in the class, you know, they were all ages that went to those schools at that time. Those older boys in the class beat her with a broomstick, the way I remember it, and Mother may have talked about it. And broke her back, and she was crippled all the rest of her life.